Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler. Prevo.
Tyler and Prevo.
Feel
Good Friday.
Oh, happy Feel Good Friday, everyone. Good morning, Tyler.
Oh, my
How
God.
Are you?
Hello. I'm good.
You're a bit in the survival mode, if I'm honest,
behind
the scenes.
I am in survival mode, but it's fine. It's Friday. I'm getting there.
You've got your...
It's good.
Do that again.
I don't know if I could if I tried to. Make me laugh or cough.
I'm getting there. You do have your Voss water bottle, though, which is good. That's keeping you fancy, keeping you ready for the day.
Yep, it is.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Also limping into the weekend, or are you all good as gold? Because you got that foot problem.
Still got a thing. Bloody foot problem.
We are falling apart.
I feel like I'm getting old. Is that what this feels? Is this what old feels like?
Let me tell you, Jess, though. Let me break it to you. Neither of us are even 30 yet.
I know.
So what are we going to be
good
like?
Good question. When you get to my age.
When we're reaching our 40s.
Yeah.
We'll be dead. Falling apart.
6 feet under, I reckon. Fully gone.
Well, all of that to look forward to. Happy Friday. Get positive, get amongst it. Look, we will be catching up with Jess for a bit more on those local news headlines in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, so it's Newcastle Council. We've got the supercars involved in this chat. What's going on?
Yeah, so the pack down from supercars all finished up yesterday, but not really. Surprisingly, the grandstands, the cars, they've left a bit of a mess behind on a few of the parks and the grass areas in that Newcastle Nobby sort of precinct. There's a couple of parks that have been damaged. There's mud, tyre marks, dead grass. Looks like, you know, grass, when you're driving over something all the time, it's all been ripped up.
Especially with the wet weather too, that wouldn't have helped it.
Exactly, no, it's made it all even worse. So council said they know about it, they're going to fix it, supercars are going to pay for it. So, yeah, just look a bit yuck for a little while.
They need to, because, like, I know when Ed Sheeran, he recently did a concert in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it was in a football stadium. And the cost just to fix the grass when he left was $1 million.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
holy hecker.
Getting, like, that sort of grass remediation or whatever it is done is expensive, and whoever had the event has to pay. There's
totally.
No two ways about it. Because the groundspeople work for the council. They'd work tirelessly keeping all that looking good.
100%. Oh, yeah. And it's... like, that would be a big job just for them to take care of, right?
Correct. You exactly. need a bit of extra money to get a few more people out there to sort it all out.
Also, the disrespect.
Well, yeah. Well, you know about your lawn, how you like to keep it.
Oh, it bugs me so much. We had my family up a couple of weeks ago, and they just... and same thing, it had been wet.
Yeah.
And they drove up into our yard and just ripped skids.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, none of this.
It's exactly the same.
Not on my lawn.
Yep.
Get off.
You get it.
Yeah. It was annoying.
Yeah.
You know. Well, yeah, they should pay to fix it.
Yep.
Moving on, big game for the Knights this weekend, Jess.
Yes, so the boys travelled to Mudgee yesterday. They're taking on the Seagulls tomorrow out there, which is going to be a really good game. Everyone, when they take the Knights, the NRL, take these games out to regional areas, everyone comes out, so it's going to be huge. They're playing it for the Malcolm Riley Trophy as well. That's like the traditional trophy every season when the Seagulls first take on the Knights and vice versa. They play for...
cool.
This particular trophy, so hopefully we can bring that home as well. Of course, they're coming off the back of a win last weekend at home, which was really nice, so hopefully they can keep that momentum going.
Mudgee is a beautiful part of the world. Hopefully
yes.
they get the win and they can treat themselves, I don't know, to a little winery visit, a little cellar door tasting.
That would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the cellar door.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'd love to go to Mudgee and just
soak it all in.
Winery hopping.
Absolutely.
What a dream.
And Tyler, for this next story, we head just northeast of Newcastle, northwest rather,
yeah.
to Seminyak in Bali.
Oh, sure, yep.
Yeah, lovely part of the world. However, there's a guy there by the name of the Testicle King. Yep, he's
okay.
He comes from Philadelphia and he's moved to Bali because he's trying to get himself into a healthy lifestyle. He's married. Okay. He's married a young woman there about 9 months ago, and they got a little kid.
Yeah.
And 31 years of age. And the reason they call him the Testicle King is because he has what he calls the unusual habit of eating raw animal genitals.
Wow.
It is an unusual habit. And now he said his favourites of all of them are bull, lamb and goat.
Goat.
Now, if you've ever had goat's cheese, it already has quite a...
Delicious.
It's delicious, but it has a strong smell. Cool. So I can only imagine that goat testicle is also quite strong when it comes to the smell department, especially when it's raw.
Goat nut in ya. So why are we...
What did you just say?
I said get a goat nut in ya. Why are we eating goat's nuts?
Well, apparently it helps with, this is what he's saying, liver function and gut function.
And what's his name?
The Testicle King.
The Testicle King. What? Is he jacked?
He is so fit looking. Like, he looks very strong.
So this is the reason for eating the nuts, I would assume. Extra protein, extra gains, but also health benefits.
He's saying that he's got increased libido.
Wow. Well, you would think so. Eating the nuts.
Eating so many testicles. And he said this is... It's not only like a regular food that he eats, but it's his favourite bedtime snack.
Oh, no.
So just before bed, he pops one of them in his mouth.
You know what my favourite bedtime snack is, Crevo?
What's that?
A little square of caramilk. That's my little bedtime snack. And I would think that the rest of Newcastle would agree that that's a normal snack.
I would agree
not
as well.
Not a raw testicle.
From a goat. And then he, of course, he has to kiss his wife.
Oh, no.
Now, she said, and she's a very glamorous young lady, she said, at first I was grossed out by that, but now I'm one of his biggest fans.
Oh. You know what? Do you know who I feel sorry for in this situation?
What's that?
The Testicle King's son.
Well,
this little boy goes to school.
The Testicle Prince. Crown Prince.
Nah, I can't. The bullying that this poor kid.
Oh, God. Because it's all on video, which is on the internet forever.
Oh.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
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 The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, my God. Can you believe, Tyler, it is the last day of March.
This year is flying.
So quickly.
I'm enjoying the cooler weather, though.
Yeah? Are you a winter gal?
Not usually.
Get your Ugg boots out.
I like the transition. I like this time of year where it's like, it's been stinking hot, I'm over it.
And you get a little reprieve.
A nice crisp morning like today.
And a doona.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito yourself.
Oh, like a cocoon.
Exactly.
I love it.
Well, very good. Up next, reliving some of yesterday's show as we got into a big debate re-brushing teeth.
Yes.
I know, we tackle the big stuff here on the show.
Of course we do. Hard hitting.
We'll sort all of that out up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
Now, an argument that went down at my house, the Waratah Manor, yesterday, Crevo, between my partner Marcus and I, was that you must brush your teeth before you have breakfast.
Ridiculous claim you make.
Which you think as well, but we need Newcastle to settle this once and for all. Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
It's after, 100%.
Let's go up first to Margie in Mayfield. Hi, Margie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
Oh, look, I brush them after breakfast, but Tyler, I've got to say, if I'm going out of the house, I'm brushing my teeth.
Thank you very much. See?
Even go on the front lawn without brushing them.
Even if you hadn't had breakfast as well, right?
All I heard was after and then like some noisiness, right? That's, I'm taking that as a vote for me.
Margie agrees with me.
Marcus, doubtful. Let's go to Mel in Rutherford. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Never better, Mel. Now tell us, are you Team Tyler or are you Team Crevo?
Crevo, for sure. Oh,
thank you. God, some common sense around here.
Do you not think that as soon as you wake up, you've got that gross taste in your mouth, Mel, that you need to brush your teeth?
No, but I'm also a bit of a gagger when I brush my teeth and I don't want to ruin my appetite. So.
Okay, well.
That feels like a whole separate chat. Isn't it?
Well, it's a gag. Right, let's go to Gabby to wrap
some
this up.
Some people just love it.
Maybe they do. Let's go to Gabby to settle this once and for all. Hey, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Now tell us, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
100%, I always brush my teeth before breakfast.
Thank you very, very much. See,
so
Gabby
one.
Is
one.
A hygienic.
You get one.
Yeah, and that means the rest of Newcastle is not hygienic and they need to check themselves.
No, absolutely. It was 2-1. How can you refute that it was 2-1, Tyler?
Maybe I did the wrong maths. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. There are people, including you and my partner Marcus and
got it right.
Marky and Mel, who need
right.
to be more hygienic and brushing their teeth straight away, because you know why? You're going to have high dentist bills.
You're in the minority. Just accept it and move on. The other night I went to get some prawns.
Yeah.
And in Coles, what I've noticed is they're selling prawns. You know when you buy a roast chook in a bachelor's handbag?
Yeah.
They're doing prawns in those bags now.
I've purchased prawns like that before from Coles.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
See, I didn't realise, and I was like, geez, that's so like a creative use of a packaging for a different food.
Yep.
And it's as if the whole world doesn't do any new packaging for food. This is like the first time anything's changed in like 20 years, it feels like.
Do you think?
Yeah, so...
Or are you just not paying attention?
No, I'm paying attention. Okay. I notice stuff like that. That's okay. What I'm talking about.
Good to know.
So what I've done here is actually come up with a few foods around Newcastle that could use with like a reimagined packaging, right?
Oh, so not just in a bachelor's handbag, but any kind of packaging.
That's right. Food packaging hasn't changed in ages, and it's time for a shake-up. So I'm bringing a few to the table here, right?
All right, hit us.
And we're going to start with another use for the bachelor's handbag. I think this will be awesome, right? Imagine this. You pull into, like, Coles in Waratah or whatever.
Yeah.
And instead of grabbing, like, the prawns or the chicken, how about a lovely beef stroganoff in the bachelor's handbag?
Like, and it, with the rice or the pasta or the mash that
all
you serve
in there.
It with?
Yep.
And gee, that's sloppy.
It comes with, not only that, so serving, it comes with a spoon and fork and a straw to suck the juice.
So you're eating it straight out of the bachelor's handbag.
Why not?
One serving, two servings, family serving.
Up to you. Depends how hungry you are.
Family serving.
Why not?
Just like sucking juice out of a bachelor's handbag.
It's possible, right? Okay, next one I've come up with. And once again, sticking with the savoury theme here.
Yeah.
You know what's never changed for packaging food-wise?
What's that?
Chinese food. Imagine, right, and this is what I've come up with, your sweet and sour pork, because it's sort of like globs, you could put that inside a milk carton. You know, you've got the milk carton, you crack that open and then chip it out into the bowl.
I don't approve of that. Pouring sweet and sour pork out of a milk carton into
What's
a bowl.
Wrong with that? And it's way more efficient as well, because the thing with Chinese containers, like, they always crack and there's always, like, they don't stack that brilliantly.
They're not great to reuse, no.
A milk carton, though, perfect. You just there, you grab it out of the milk section, you're good to go. Glup, 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 on top of your rice.
I don't approve of that one.
You
Next.
Could have the beef and black bean in there as well.
It's a no from me.
Okay, how Next. About this? You know, one thing I've always thought is apple pie and custard not conveniently packaged enough, right?
Yeah, because one will make the other soggy.
No, but this, imagine this. You put your apple pie and custard inside a goon sack, right? You turn on the tap and then squeeze it out and it comes out like a long snake.
No.
That's why.
I disapprove of all of this.
What's wrong with all
Nah.
I'm going to be the next packaging millionaire.
You're
watch.
Not. You're not with those ideas. You'll be told to go away. It's a hard no from me and the rest of Newcastle. No,
I think
mate.
You're wrong. I'm a genius.
No.
You just haven't realised it
no.
yet.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, of course, this is where we play a little game.
That's
First
right.
thing in the morning to get your brain going, Crevo. Three of a Kind, we give you three things. You identify the theme, first of two, best of three. Two callers on the phone this morning to go head-to-head playing for...
Two tickets to the Knights versus the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium. That's happening Sunday, the 9th of April, 6:15 at night. It's going to be a good little Sunday night game.
Little Easter Sunday game.
Yeah, that's right. This is what you want. You got the double pass if you can win this. Very simple.
4967-4105. If you want to play and go along to another Knights home game kicking off next weekend, call now, play Three of a Kind, 4967-4105. We'll do it next.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, right now we want to get some lucky Novocastrians off to the next night's home game, which is going down on Easter Sunday next weekend. Crevo, we got a full weekend, baby.
Yeah, sure do. Two tickets.
Yeah, chuck a Knights game in that mix.
Knights v Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium. Going to be a cracker.
Oh, yeah. Let's meet our contestants for Three of a Kind this morning, shall we? We've got Gordon in Hamilton. Hey, Gordon.
How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. It's a feel-good Friday. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
That's good.
Good. Good. Sorted. Let's go to Ty as well in Madawi. How you doing, Ty?
Fantastic. Yourself, guys?
Oh, brilliant. Feel-good Friday, my friend.
It is indeed.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Gordon, your name's your buzzer. Hit us.
Gordon.
Nice.
Now, Ty.
Tie.
Solid.
Ooh, very strong. Now, of course, this is very simple. We say three things. You just got to figure out what the theme is between them.
You got to buzz in with your name. Are you ready for your first one?
Yep.
Bolter. Yep. Forex. VB.
Tie.
Ooh, Tie, what is it?
VR.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Yes. On the board. Well done.
The best thing on this planet.
That's all how right. It's done.
Next one. Pink Lady. Gala. Red Delicious.
Gordon.
Gordon, what is it?
Apples.
Indeed it is.
Whoa, we got a tiebreaker on our hands
we
here.
We do indeed. Next one. Karcher, Gurney, Jet USA.
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon, what is it?
Water blasters.
That is indeed. Correct. Have you got any wet blasters yourself there? He loves
yeah,
that.
Got a Karcher.
Oh, you got Karcher.
He's got a Karcher. Yeah, he gets stuff. It. Gordon, well done. Ty, can we get you back on Monday?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you can. Absolute legend. The winning continues. And, Tyler, I'm in a bit of trouble.
Why so?
Because two of my deepest, darkest weaknesses are coming together, if you will, and they're coming to Newcastle.
Please explain. What kind of weakness are we talking here?
My number one weakness of all time.
Yeah.
Is a Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, okay. Right. Yep, I'm with you.
Because
I thought we were talking about something completely different.
Don't know where your mind was at.
Me neither.
That is my number one weakness.
Ferrero.
Yeah, I don't even have them in the house.
Oh,
yeah. Nah, only maybe at Christmas time.
These things are getting Spenno now too, though, aren't they? The Ferrero Rochers.
Don't know. Never. Haven't bought one in ages because I just can't have them in the house.
What are you doing with them when you get them in the house?
Getting those balls in and around my mouth.
Gotcha.
And now they're now making an ice cream, which is coming to Newcastle. So it's like on a stick type thing, which is my other weakness, like a Magnum sort of situation.
Things on a stick?
Yeah, I love a stick just poked in there, right? Anyway, they're round, not a
like
ball.
Like a giant ball?
But a disc, like a round disc.
Got
disc
ya.
On a stick. A
now
ball on a stick.
That sounds right up your alley.
Ferrero Rocher flavoured ice cream? Are you kidding me? I'm in big trouble. If I see these at a servo, what am I even supposed to do?
I mean, get home immediately.
Leave the servo.
Yes.
I'm not paying for my petrol. You can arrest me later.
Well, that's the other thing. You could get arrested for the things that you might do to the Ferrero if you're seen in public.
Eating
you know?
It.
Murdering it.
Exactly.
You know?
If I tell you what, if those come to Newcastle, which they're supposed to,
I know
they're
a
supposed
guy.
To be on their way.
I know a guy that works in a supermarket.
I could delete a whole packet, I reckon.
I reckon I could get you one or two.
Oh, jeez.
Get you one on discount.
Don't say that.
Staff discount.
Oh, God. Now you're just making it impossible for me to resist.
I'll get on it for you.
Be alert, Newcastle. Walk, don't run, because Ferrero ice creams are on their way.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, if you woke up to an extra $550 in your bank account, what are you doing?
Being pretty happy with the whole situation.
Straight to the pub?
Yeah.
As soon as it opens?
Absolutely. I'll have a surf and turf, please.
And a morning skewy.
Sorry, we don't do that before 10 o'clock.
Kitchen's not open yet, doll.
That sort of vibes.
Anyway, that's what's up for grabs with our trivia check after 7 o'clock this morning, Crevo. If you want $550 in your back pocket right in time for the weekend,
yeah.
Get on it.
Make
listen
sure you're
in.
There.
After 7, trivia check is back.
Sure is. Next, though, something that happened very locally here in on Brunker Road, actually.
Yeah.
Over at Adamstown. Our producer, Stephen, will be in with a story and a dilemma to throw at you, dear listener.
I'm ready.
So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM. And producer, Stephen, welcome to the show, first of all. Ali, you there? He's not there. All right, that's okay. In a second, he'll be with us. Essentially, he's had a bit of a situation out of Adamstown. I'm thinking like his microphone's not on the correct channel or something.
Am I here now?
Yeah, you're here now.
I don't know what's going on with this desk. Sorry,
that's
guys.
All right. All good. All sorted. Now, producer Stephen, you had a bit of a situation go down in Adamstown. It was on Brunker Road, yeah?
Yeah, well, on Glebe Road, just opposite Glebe Road, there. Yeah, near that Bonwood Cafe, just opposite the 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, yep.
Yeah, so I was driving down Glebe Road at about 2:30 yesterday. So it was technically in, like, school zone time. But certainly not in the school zone rush, right? So
no kids are out at 2:30.
Yeah, no kids are out. No one's coming for the pick up, the drop off. You know, like it's pretty quiet on the roads. So I'm driving through on my way home, and you know the lights are out, the lollipop ladies are out, and this guy who I'd hazarded a guess was probably about in his 30s,
yeah,
was going across the road, and he used the lollipop lady. Got the lollipop lady out of her chair, got her to, you know, come across the zebra crossing, put out a stop sign as he then crossed the road.
So did he summon her? Say, come, doll, up you get, I've got to cross the road.
I need to cross here.
Probably a bit of speculation. He was got on the same side as her, and I didn't hear the conversation. But yeah, she came out, stopped traffic, and I was blowing up something fierce.
So she stopped you to let old mate cross the road on a pedestrian crossing. Isn't that what she's there for? That's the service that she's volunteering for or getting paid to do, right?
Tyler, I have to side with Stephen here. That's for kids.
No,
for
it's
little
not.
Kids. Yeah, it is, in their little uniforms who need... Because kids don't have the awareness of crossroads. That's why they got the lollipop ladies. If you're a fully grown adult, you cross at the zebra crossing on your own time.
But she's there. She's like, this is my duty. I need to keep anyone safe whilst I'm here on duty. I must make sure that this man gets across the road safely.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I don't think so. No. I think that's exactly... She did the right thing. That's her job. And she... It's a service that people... No, they don't discriminate age either.
How did you feel in this situation, Stephen? You were the one held up at traffic.
I'll tell you what, my head was hovering over that horn. Like, it was ready to go. I was blowing up something fierce.
But the thing is, regardless of whether or not the lollipop lady was there or not, it's still a zebra crossing. You still have to stop it for pedestrians anyway.
Yeah, but you know...
But there's no one for, like... At least 500 metres behind me,
oh,
you know?
God.
Like, it's genuinely, the road's empty. And, yes, it's a service, but so is, like, the disabled parking bay. But it's not a service for everyone.
Correct.
It's producer Stephen's birthday yesterday. He's turned 24 and he's turned into a Karen as well.
Oh, here we go.
4967-4105. Can you use the lollipop lady as an adult? I'm saying yes. If she's there...
And it,
she is offering a service that no one would ever deny.
First of all, she's like, she's 90 years old.
Exactly. You're humouring her.
No, it's slowing things down. Oh, like old God. Margaret, they're always called Margaret, has to like waddle out there carrying the big heavy lollipop stick. And then, you know, you're slowing everyone down. When you're a perfectly fully grown adult, you just wander across the zebra crossing just quickly.
Maybe she insisted.
I doubt it. No way. I reckon he summoned her.
4967-4105. Can you use the lollipop lady as an adult? I'm saying yes.
Embarrassing.
Crevo's saying no.
Okay, so best callers on air today. Two tickets to Spiegel Tent, Civic Park, Newcastle, to see the brand new production of The Party.
Whoa.
This thing is awesome.
Looks fun.
Looks really, really good. And of course, it's like $160. So get these things for free if you can. 4967-4105. We'll get your opinions on the NX. New FM. Tops to 24 for Newcastle, 25 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny, then a wet weekend ahead. 17 degrees now at Belmont as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And producer Stephen, come in the show here because you had a bit of a situation go down in Adamstown.
Yeah, I was driving down Glebe Road, 2:30, so school zone technically, but not really the school rush. And this bloke in about his 30s used the lollipop lady and I was not very impressed.
Because she has to, like, slowly waddle out there, dragging that heavy stick
That's
out there.
That's a big generalisation, Crevo. Not all women are slow and waddly.
Most lollipop ladies, 99% of them are.
That's a big generalisation.
Would you guys not be embarrassed using it as an adult?
That too.
No, I'm allowing this woman to, like, carry out her duty.
To chaperone young children across the road. This person is over 30 years of age.
Lollipop ladies do not discriminate against age. She's doing her job. What if something happened to this man while she's on duty? That's her in trouble.
Please, it's not. He's over the age of 30. It's ridiculous.
This has started a debate, so we are asking on 4967 4105, can you use the lollipop lady as an adult? Let's go to John up first in Wall's End. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this, John? Can you use a lollipop lady as an adult?
Now, first off, I want to say, Grievo, pull your head in. I used to do this.
Did ya?
Now, it is there for a service. We do this in the rain. We do it in the hail.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do it in everything.
Yeah, but if a fully grown adult came along, wouldn't you be insulted if they're like, get out there, mate, go on, I know it's raining, but...
It is there, the law states that they are there, well, ever we are there, it is there for whoever wants to go across the crossing to get them across safely.
It's your duty, isn't it, John? While you're on duty, you must offer the service. See?
Now, as I said, Trevo, pull your head in, mate.
Okay.
Tell them all about it.
All right, yeah. I've been told.
Pull your head in, Trevo.
I've been told.
Let's go.
I feel like that's a wrong from me. Right.
Yep, it is. Big fat wrong from you. Let's go to Brad in Metford. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, how you going?
Good, mate. What are your thoughts on this? Can you use a lollipop lady as an adult?
Yes, you can. Steve and Crevo, there are a couple of Karens. I used to do this job as well.
Yeah, did you?
I did. And Tyler's got it. It is part of the service. And that gentleman, whether he's 30 or 40 or 50, he could have been picking up his kid or his grandkids.
See?
He didn't have any kids with him, though, aren't you? Just like, get out there yourself, mate.
No, you don't need to. You could have been going over to the school to pick his kid up.
Okay.
You never know.
All right.
You don't know his situation, Crevo.
And
producer
there.
Stephen, you're both judging. Okay, let's wrap this up, though. We've got Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very well. Where do you stand on this?
I'm just calling Steve and Crevo the twat twins.
That seems a bit rude, Robbie, without even any backup evidence.
She can back it up. Back it up, sis.
Back it up, evidence. Don't discriminate against everyone because they're not a child, and stop putting down the lollipop ladies as waddlers.
See?
Okay, all right.
You have offended a lot of people around Newcastle and the Hunter today by one saying that the lollipop lady is only for kids, but then also calling them old waddlers?
Well, I just like
How dare you?
Every single one I see seems to be out there waddling their way across.
That's so rude of you, and you are definitely in the minority today. 100% of callers
are
saying you can use the lollipop lady whenever you damn feel like it, mate.
Interesting, though, there was only lollipop people that called.
What do you mean? Robbie wasn't a lollipop person,
pretty,
was she?
She must have been. Like, it was the...
Yeah, and you know what? And they know the rules. They know the law.
Oh, true. All right, you got me on this one. Fair enough. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, Crevo, we've got $550 to give away, and I want today to be the day we do it.
Well, coming into the weekend, just having that drop into the bank account would be very, very handy.
Indeed.
Now, this is so, so simple. All you have to do is answer one question, get it right. Money's yours.
Yeah, we ask you one question. That's it.
I know. Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know any other time that this has happened where it's just one question.
Not ever.
No, only here, only on UFM.
Yeah, we are, like, the pioneers. We're the first one to do it ever.
$550. If you want to win this, 4967 4105, we will be playing Trivia Check up next. UFM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
Money,
it's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$550.
Oh, how good.
For grabs this morning, Creebo. With our trivia check, all we need you to do is answer one question correctly.
Money's yours.
You walk away a winner.
We make it so easy, and it's time to meet our contestant. Here we go.
We've got Josh in Maryland this morning. Hey, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, mate. How are you today? What are you up to for a Feel Good Friday?
Just chilling.
Just chilling.
Nice one, man.
You got the day off?
Nah, got to do a little bit, but yeah.
What do you do for work, Josh?
Just do logistics to do with advertising material and stuff like that, pick up and delivery and stuff like
nice.
That.
Yeah, nice.
Good stuff, man.
Decent.
Yeah.
Is something?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, right? Got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's it.
And hopefully $550 is going to help you do that, Josh. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, I certainly am. Hopefully I'm smart.
Yeah, you got this. You sound smart. All right, let's do it. The chemical calcium sulfate is commonly known by which name?
pH?
Is it? Unfortunately, not.
It's
sorry,
not
man.
pH. Chemical sulfate is commonly known by gypsum. I didn't know that. But anyway.
Did you, Josh? Obviously not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you
well,
did?
You knew the name gypsum, but it just, see, that's that timer.
I know.
It just gets
it's
in your head.
It's the time pressure. I mean, sad news for Josh not walking away winner today, but for the rest of Newcastle, Creebo, Monday morning, 7 o'clock, $575 up for grabs.
Could be all yours. Getting close to Easter. That'd be handy, wouldn't you? Buy a couple of chalky eggs with that, wouldn't you? What's the superior up next? Of course, producer Stephen in to give us a little battle, if you will.
Yes.
UFM. And introducing producer Stephen. Hello.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Time for you to set, I guess, the dogs off against each other.
The dogs.
With what's a superior. This is, of course, where you bring something to the table, then Tyler and I have to battle it out, and then
to
you
the
make
death.
The final judgment.
Yeah, well, obviously, we're not here next Friday because it's Good Friday. Mm. So
yes.
This is our last chance to do a bit of an Easter-themed what's a superior. So I want to know, what is the superior Easter egg?
In general?
I reckon in general, like if you can name brand and type,
yeah,
like I reckon everything's up to play for you.
All right, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready as well.
Are you ready already? Okay, you can go first if you want.
You go
ladies,
first.
All right,
I'll
I'm
going to
go first. By far, the superior Easter egg of all time has to be the M&M one full of M&Ms. It's an unbelievable because, especially if you get the one where it's peanut M&Ms, notoriously one of the great chocolates of all time, and you've got texture because, of course, you've got the peanuts and you've got the M&M crispy coating, and then the chocolate itself on the outside is M&M chocolate, so you know it's the good stuff. So, therefore, it's the only choice when it comes to Easter. Don't play around and buy any other rubbish eggs.
So is it like a hollow egg with M&Ms inside?
Correct.
It? Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, because it's the best.
So
and
you're
done
saying
too?
You're saying sweet. Nestle chocolate is better than Cadbury?
By far.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you sit down for a minute because by far the Cadbury mini eggs are by far the best. Any flavour.
But it's a boring round little
You tell me that eating a square off a Cadbury block of chocolate is better than eating a Cadbury Easter egg? No.
Yeah.
They've got way more sugar in them, so they're way better. And then when you get like a crunchy flavoured Easter egg, are you joking me? It's a solid egg. Don't sit there and tell me for 1 second that you enjoy eating a square off a Cadbury block over eating a little mini Cadbury Easter egg.
Any day of the week.
Tell you what's even better, a caramel one, because it's solid, rock solid inside. Tell you what's even better, a Turkish Delight. Now, this is controversial, but Turkish Delight Easter eggs are top tier. Closely followed by the crunchy, caramello, and caramel. Look at the options that you've got. They're endless.
I think you've lost the punters there with once you went Turkish Delight eggs.
I mean, I will target a superior group of listeners around Newcastle and the Hunter. But I'm telling you,
party of one.
The Cadbury Mini Eggs are by far the best because the options are endless and they are laced with something dangerous because you can never stop at one.
Okay. Now, you've heard the arguments, producer Stephen. Are you going for the Turkish Delight?
I didn't marginalized say Turkish Delight. Egg? I said in general Cadbury Mini Eggs. They win by a landslide.
Or are you going the ultimate? The M&M's situation.
You shouldn't be hammering in this Turkish Delight, Creevo, because I'm actually a Turkish Delight fan.
Oh, so yeah.
I might swing Tyler's way just for that one.
Congratulations, Tyler. You've won it for this week.
And I won last week.
Jeez, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, I'm
you?
Winning.
I think we're going to have to cancel this segment. It's not going well for me.
I think maybe I've realised I'm a little bit manipulative. I mean, it's working in my favour. I don't care.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing if you want to keep winning.
The Novos with Tyler and Creevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, a word of warning to anyone that wants to go and hang around at Bar Beach or Dixon Park Beach today, Creevo.
Yeah, what's the word of warning?
Stink bugs everywhere.
Oh, really?
So bizarre. I was there. We were there yesterday for a quick swim and some lunch. Bugs just were taking over Bar Beach car park.
Did you get shot with the stink syrup?
Maybe, don't know. No, actually, once it landed in my face.
What? You got to be so careful. You know they can shoot that stuff out.
Well, maybe it's not a stink bug then. Maybe it's some kind of bug.
Because stink bugs can shoot this stuff at you, right? And it gets on you, and then the worst is if it gets in your eye.
Maybe it wasn't a stink bug then. Anyway, just be alert and be aware of the bugs around Merriweather, Dixon Park and Bar Beach. They are everywhere.
There's some sort of bug in a car park.
They're terrorising beachgoers. They were even down on the shore, Creevo, like on the beach.
Really? That is weird.
There yesterday, I'm certain they'll be there again today. Take a fly swatter or something with you.
There's a good tip from Tyler.
Yep,
bring
thanks.
Your swatter.
Thanks.
Up next, what childish things your partner does is the area that we find ourselves in. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo, New FM.
Now, Creevo, through the week when I was off sick, did a bit of online shopping. Because what else do you do when you're laying
sitting
in bed doing
home.
Nothing?
Exactly.
And in the mail on Wednesday afternoon comes some gibbets. Now, if you're not familiar with what gibbets are.
That's me.
They're little jewels that go on your Crocs.
Now, when you say jewels, do you mean like, you got some like diamonds?
They're like little stickers. But they're not stickers. They're like proper little.
For kids.
I would say like charms.
That is for kids.
For your Crocs, right? And I've got like a little M&M one on there, some flowers, a little Jube lolly, a little pearl, because it keeps me a little bit classy, you know?
That is such a childish thing to do,
that's
Tyler.
That's exactly what my partner Marcus also said. He goes, they're tacky, and that is the most childish thing you've ever done.
If you were
to
10,
which I was offended to, and I didn't talk to him for the rest of the day.
If you were 10 years of age, that is a bit of fun, right?
Adults have gibbets.
They do not.
Adults have gibbets.
How? You're embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not.
You're embarrassing Marcus, and it's just ridiculous.
Am I embarrassing you as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Because it's just so childish. What are you doing?
It's not. It's cool. There's one thing. There's a difference between me and you, Creevo, and the difference is I understand fashion. And you do not.
With your gibbets on Crocs.
Yeah, they're
I'm not
fashion.
Really you know what? I'm actually not sure about that now. I used to think yes, but now with gibbets on Crocs, I'm saying it's a no.
I'm fashionable, but we do want to know what childish thing does your partner do? Because apparently this is a childish thing to do. I disagree.
It's very, very childish. Now, of course, the best callers on air today in the draw for two tickets to Spiegel Tent, Civic Park and Newcastle to see the brand new production, The Party.
This looks good.
It's like $160 for a couple of tickets.
Oh, yes.
It's a
Benno.
Good prize.
Good date night.
Definitely. 4967 4105. Dob in your partner if they do something childish. Or maybe it's something that you do that's a bit childish.
Yeah.
Good stories in the draw for those Spiegel Tent tickets as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Creevo, 4967 4105. That's the number to call.
We are asking on 4967 4105, what childish thing does your partner do? Because Marcus, my partner, thinks that buying gibbets for my Crocs is the most childish thing that he's ever seen in his life.
Well, it is very childish. Especially like the little cute lolly ones. Like, what?
Yeah, they're they're cool.
11?
They're like, fashion.
Grow up. Nothing. Yeah, for kids. It's ridiculous.
Kelly has messaged through on Insta with the old, my partner pulls the old, pull my finger every time he needs to rip a fart. He finds it funny every time. That's childish.
It's pretty funny,
it's
though.
Dumb.
To be fair. For me, I've got a couple that I do.
Yeah.
First one. Yeah, hand out the window when driving, like the old wave thing. Like, just feel in the air as you go along.
That is such a kid thing to do.
For some reason, I still enjoy it. And then the other thing, guilty pleasure, ice magic.
Oh, for goodness sake.
There's something about it's magic. How is it even happening? It's magic.
That's very true. If there is one thing that's going to try and keep you young, it's probably gibbets and ice magic. We're all over it here.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones.
We've got Katie in Cardiff. Hey, Katie.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, likewise to you, sis. Now tell us, what childish thing does your partner do?
No, I think Taylor Swift just said it best, and it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
What do you do?
What are you doing?
I'm the child. Look, we've got a child, and that's my little gateway into living my best life of all the things that I've missed out on. So, you know, puppy surprise that I always wanted and never got, I got those. And if anybody needs to leave, like, Mega Mania or anything, I'll go get the kids and go down the slide and jump on the jumping castle. And, yeah, no, it's a little life hack of... living out those missed memories.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
The life hack is having a kid?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good hack.
That's the loophole.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for your call. You're waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, 7:56, New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo,
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh my God, it's the last day of March, Tyler. This year is just flying by.
I know, next week is Easter.
Honestly, it's hard to get my head around it.
If you don't know when Easter is and weren't really prepared for Easter...
Not paying attention.
It's next week.
That's me. I was not paying attention.
Get your life together.
Definitely.
I can't believe tomorrow is April. Holy heck.
Indeed.
Speaking of tomorrow, big game for the Knights, taking on Manly Sea Eagles out in Mudgee. We've got Bradman Best on the show to let us know how the team's feeling after a big win at home last weekend. Bradman Best on the show next.
New FM.
What's the goss with producer Stephen on the way? What have you got for us?
IndieWire have dropped their list of the best animated series of all time. And it's causing a bit of a stir. There's some controversial picks in there. I want to see what you guys think of this.
Excellent. That up next now, though.
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done.
Welcome to the show, Bradman Best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, of course, before we get into the footy chat, we've got to ask you, you've just recently become a dad, not to a baby, but to a puppy dog. Tell us all about him.
Oh, I love him. I am a dad. I'm a dog dad. And it's going mad. I love it at the moment. It's good responsibility. He's hard work, but, I'm enjoying it.
What's his name? What kind of breed is he as well?
His name's Brixton.
Cute.
And he is an English Staffie.
Oh, the best.
Now, when you take him to the park, is he getting plenty of attention?
Yeah, is he a chick magnet?
Yeah,
of course he is.
Of course he is. Of course, now, coming off the back of a very good win at home, going into play Manly in Mudgee this weekend. Have you played in Mudgee before, Bradman?
No, I haven't, but I am excited. It's obviously a country town, and they love their footy out there, so it's it'll be good.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a difference between, like, a home or away game crowd against a country crowd. Are you prepared to kind of get heckled way more by the country folk?
Yeah, I am. It'll be good. Good experience, and... there's a bit of hecking going on. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, bloody oath. Now, do we have an update on KP, Bradman? Do we know when he's back? Is he back from Canada now?
Nah, he's not back yet, but I think he gets back soon. I think he's over there for, I think it was 5 days, so...
Yeah, right, and still no update on when he'll hit the field again?
Yeah, no update yet, but I did speak to him. I did give him a message and see how he's going, and he said he's done a few tests and stuff like that, but... there's still a brain there, so that's a good sign.
That's good. Good. That's what you're looking for, isn't it? When they look in there, shouldn't be empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, before we wrap this up, Bradman, there have been a few whispers, and I have heard Newcastle Knights fans mention this a few times, and it's the topic of your rat's tail. Now, there is some love for it, but there is also a lot of hate for it in the crowd, Bradman. How much are you willing to get paid to cut this thing off to keep the Newey fans happy? Or is it staying forever?
Look, it's got to be a good amount of money. I've been growing it for a while.
How long have you been growing it for?
Well, I did used to have the mullet.
Oh, okay.
I cut the mullet off, but kept the ratty, the horsey they call it. So if we're going off that, I've had it for about a year and a half. Yeah, and this is just... it will go eventually. I just don't know when I'm...
Yeah, it's got some girth and some length as well. So.
Do the girls love it? Are they tugging on that thing and stuff?
It's a mixed bag. Some say cut it. My mum says cut it.
Yeah. Listen to your mum. There's some advice.
They're grabbing anyway, on it.
We can do it for charity. We can cut some. We can cut it off, raise some money, pocket some for us, and
just split the money between us.
We can split it. Yeah, awesome. Well, best of luck as the Knights take on the Manly Sea Eagles on Saturday afternoon in Mudgee for your first time, Brad and Bess. Thanks for hanging out.
No worries. Thank you very much.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, the top cartoons of all time have been announced, eh, Stephen?
Yeah, the best animated series dropped by IndieWire. They've dropped a list of, like, 70 series. Do you guys, before we get into this, do you guys have a guess of what could be number one?
I reckon either, like, Futurama, Simpsons, or, like, Family Guy would have to... any of those three would have to be number one, right?
Yeah, I think for me I would guess Family Guy.
South Park, maybe? It's a bit naughty, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm guessing Family Guy, but I would like The Simpsons to win.
Family Guy not in the 70, so I can reveal that hasn't even made the top 70. Yeah, this list is throwing a cat amongst the pigeons, for sure.
This is absolutely outrageous.
So, you mentioned Futurama there. Favourites like Futurama, Pokemon, they fall into the 50s, so they don't even crack the top 50.
What even is in the top 10, then?
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, Avatar The Last Airbender, which I think is one of the greatest animated series of all time, that comes in at 39. Just missing the top 10, like
can't
you guys
say I've
said.
Seen that.
No, neither.
A bit old for you guys, but
yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, you're a fetus, that's why.
Just missing the top 10, you got shows like you mentioned, South Park, Adventure Time, Rick and Morty, King of the Hill, just missing the top 10.
King of the Hill, I forgot about that show.
That's pretty funny.
Taking out the number one spot, though, just ahead of The Simpsons, BoJack Horseman. Has anyone seen that?
What even is that?
Is it good, Crevo?
Look, I gave it a good crack, I think one season or something. It has some good writing. It is pretty funny.
I have never heard of it. What is it? BoJack Horseman?
It's basically pretending that animals are people, right? And then it's about a movie star horse and he's slightly like his life's getting out of control.
And what, that beat The Simpsons?
Well, and
yes.
I just can't believe it. BoJack Horseman runs, I Googled it, right? 2014 to 2020. So 6 seasons it got. Simpsons has got what, like, they're up to season 35 or 36 or something. When does longevity come into this list?
Decades. And The Simpsons are like a relatable, run-of-the-mill American family, aren't they?
Well, let's not get this twisted, right? Most of these shows don't exist if The Simpsons doesn't do what The Simpsons did.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it is the pioneer.
Not putting him in number one.
But there is so much. Heavy. Like, even in everyday life, I reckon every few weeks there is some kind of Simpsons reference thrown around within my friendship circle, my household. How often... maybe this is just me, but so often I will always just randomly go, Lisa needs braces. Like, how often are other people quoting Simpsons and not quoting BoJack Horseman?
Yeah. Great question.
See?
I think, maybe they've done this list as a bit of a publicity stunt. Maybe they've done it because they know, like, if they throw some curveballs in there, people will talk about it, it'll get a reaction, and it'll get shares, like we're talking about
it
here.
They have indeed succeeded, haven't they?
That's the only thing that makes you feel better about this as a human. Because, like, someone couldn't have sat down and actually wrote this article seriously.
BoJack Horseman. get in the bin.
Yeah, I agree.
The phones are lighting up, though, so maybe people are thinking that this is the case.
I don't want to take anyone's calls. The Simpsons are the best. They got ripped off.
We'll leave it right there, shall we? You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM. Damn!
The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Hey, I know it's a feel-good Friday, Creva, but on a Wednesday, it's pretty feel-good in this studio too.
Oh, it's the
Sandgate Bunker.
Best, right?
Because we do the Weather Whiz Kids.
That we do. Now, if you want to register, it's very simple. If you want your child to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, or if you're listening, you want mum to do it for you or dad, newfm.com.au. They just punch in a few details in there and you're good to go.
And you're basically taking us out of a job.
That's pretty much how it works.
Especially Jess in the newsroom, because she keeps giving good scores too.
I know.
She's basically scoring herself out of a job.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Indeed. Yeah, head to our website, newfm.com.au. Our next Weather Whiz Kid will be in studio next Wednesday morning.
In just a few minutes, something has been brought to our attention about our producer, Stephen. We've been contacted by one of his friends behind the scenes. So we'll chat more about that in just a minute. He knows nothing about this. It's full stitch-up material. New FM. And welcome to the show, producer Stephen. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning. I'm a bit unsure about this.
Skeptical, isn't
it? Yeah. So what happened is, behind the scenes yesterday, we got a message from a gentleman by the name of Kane. Do you know a Kane?
I do know a Kane. What's he done?
All right. So, first of all, he was like saying, if you're trying to let it fly under the radar, that it's Steve-O's birthday, it's his birthday. And we're like, oh, we're all over that. No stress. He goes, get into him about wearing sandals and socks to the pub last night.
Oh.
And I was like, will do. That's a crime. And that's what we need to have a little chat about here. Because socks and sandals to the pub? Are you joking? What? Explain yourself.
Well, I wear socks and sandals to work every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. And I feel like the pub is like, it's a safe space for everyone, isn't it? Like,
totally.
You don't have to dress up. I wore socks, sandals and trackies to the pub last night.
Oh, that's no good. You can't be doing that.
But no, you see those battlers in there with the singlets on and, you know, the people rock up in their work gear still.
Yeah,
so I'm more dressed up than that.
It's no different to wearing, like, some stubby shorts and a wife beater, really. Like, what's the difference? I rock socks and sandals all the time.
That is an absolute crime.
Socks and Birkenstocks. It's a thing.
All I'm going to say is I do appreciate you backing me up, Tyler, but I do not have the worst footwear when Tyler's wearing the Crocs. I'm going to have to throw you under the bus.
I'm backing you up here,
mate. I know, but it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Oh,
you know, if you're not first, you're last.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to let Newcastle decide this whole situation.
Now, I would also just like to say, these aren't like Birkenstocks. These are like grandpa strap-up sandals.
Yeah,
like
they are
Velcro, yeah.
They're hiking Velcro sandals. Now, picture that with a pair of socks and a pair of trackies and someone's rocking up to the pub in that.
You can't have socks and sandals.
We want to know on 4967 4105, socks and sandals, hot or not?
Am I missing a trick here? Like, are Kane and I in the wrong here? I don't think
it's
so.
It's comfort. It is pure comfort.
It's no good. It's a not from me.
It's a hot from me.
Okay.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler.
You just threw me under the bus hardcore then, mate.
Okay. Now, the best callers on air today, two tickets to the Spiegelcent, Civic Park, Newcastle, to see the new production of The Party. You can't wear socks and sandals for that.
Oh, but you can.
Or the pub. 4967 4105. Is producer Stephen in the wrong here for wearing socks and sandals to the pub? They're not hot.
They're hot.
Absolutely not. And producer Stephen caught out wearing socks and sandals at the pub, reported to us by our secret spy / his friend called Kane.
Yeah.
he got in touch with us behind the scenes.
He did, and he even did say in the message, I bet your producer Stephen will turn around and say, that's absolute slander, that is, which is very on brand for producer Stephen. But I think I'm backing him here.
You reckon it's hot?
Well, I run Birkenstocks and socks all the time, so it would be hypocritical of me to say that it's not hot.
It's ridiculous. It is. That is at home And at the absolute worst, you could wear them to the petrol station. That's the limit.
We do have a photo of them up on our Instagram with a poll. Please head to the Novos at the Novos _ to vote and just take a good gander at what's going on there. At least they're Nike.
Yeah, but
I'll give him that.
It's socks and sandals. Come on. You can't wear that to the pub.
You can.
It's a not from Crevo. Not approved.
Let's go to the phones with Tony in Cardiff up first. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, socks and sandals, hot or not?
Hot.
Thank you very much. And why do you think so, Tony?
Do you find them sexy?
My partner doesn't, but I love them.
Yep.
Right, okay.
I wear socks and slides all the time if going to groceries or anything like that because I'm just a warm person and they just kind of even it out.
Yep, okay. Comfort. Fair enough. That's what I said. It's a comfort thing, right? Let's go to Trish in Rutherford. Hey, Trish.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, socks and sandals, hot or not?
Yeah, hot. And when I used to go to karaoke down at the station, a lot of guys wear them. Yeah. A lot.
Do you wear them? Like, would you wear them to the pub? Do you reckon they're sexy, Trish?
I would be comfortable. Anything's for comfort.
100%, Trish. And do you think that the blokes that used to wear them to the stage, the socks and sandals, do you think they were hot?
Some of them, yeah.
See?
A couple of good-looking roosters in their best socks and sandals.
Yeah, no worries, yeah.
Yep, see?
All right, fair enough.
Trish loves it.
Right now, it's 100% of the calls going towards producer Steve, and this feels like a bit of a stitch-up, to be honest.
Yeah, you are in the minority all day today.
I know, it's tough going. I'm really having a hard life. Anthony's in Elmore Vale. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Now tell us, socks and sandals to the pub, hot or not?
Definitely cool.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Why so, Anthony?
My granddad used to wear them all the time, and he's one of the greatest men I know. So I think more people, should have the values and the traditions of the
their forefathers. Generation. Yeah,
it'd be great to
keep going.
Definitely cool.
Keep that trend alive. Do you reckon?
100%. Yep, for sure.
Now, Anthony, what's your local?
The Shaft.
Yeah, right.
So the Elmore. Yep.
And do you wear your socks and your best socks and sandals down there?
I wish I had a pair to wear. I would definitely.
You gotta.
I'll save up.
Get on to it.
Yeah, fantastic. Sorted.
Get yourself a pair of Nikes, like producer Stephen.
That's 100% of callers.
Yep.
Saying hot. Who knew?
Newcastle is fashion.
That is so true. You know what? Truer words have never been spoken.
I agree.
That's us done and dusted for today. Before we go, though, we've got to award best caller today. It goes to John in Wallsend, who scored himself 2 tickets to the Spiegeltent, Civic Park, Newcastle, to see the brand new production, The Party. It's going to be good.
So much fun.
Have a great day and a great weekend, everyone, and we will catch you on Monday.
See ya.
Bye.